Chapter 12. Late fall rain had chilled to sleet. From the parapets, the sentries could see only a short distance from the walls. The last bonfires were hard to keep alight. Foul smoke whirled away from the orcs' bodies, but they would hardly burn. Finally, the Duke had a barrel of mutton fat melted and poured on, after all the remains had been dragged to one fire, and the ashes left from that smelled of nothing but ashes. The next afternoon, a party on horseback came within bowshot of the gates before being seen. Fog and sleet together hid them. Pox heard the alarm horn and met the Duke heading for his stairs. She stayed beside him as he strode across the inner court. By the time they reached the Duke's gate, the sentries knew who it was. The Marshal, they sent word.
Name?
Asked the Duke irritably. Pox glanced at him. She knew his wounds must be hurting him, though he wouldn't admit it. He had refused to let her waste, as he put it, a healing attempt on him. Connet was one, and Amberian, and Arianya. The Marshal General? The Duke